It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. Good afternoon. It's Larry Toonforce live from Laughlin. This is Speak Out 2.0. It is Tuesday the 9th. And our sponsors today and every day are Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting in Laughlin. And they're paying for the show, and so they're glad you're listening. And today we have some special guests because we've closed down Valley View Hospital and brought everybody in the studio. Well, not quite. It's open, but we did steal the CEO, Feliciano. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And then Dr. Yadawada?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Well, yes. And we're glad you're here because everyone always, you know, I like to think that people that listen to talk radio are a little bit more mature and a little older. And so when they hear a doctor on the radio, they're like, well, I've got to listen to this guy. I know at 64 now, I listen to doctors a lot more than I did 20 or 30 years ago. And so now, you're fairly new to our market.
Yes, I am. I've been here for the last more or less 6 months.
Okay. And you were telling me that when you decided to be a doctor, you studied in London?
I was in London for a while. I did my postgraduate studies, finishing my medical education in London, yes.
How did you pick London?
Well,
I mean, London to Bullhead, there's a big difference.
No. So I grew up in Sri Lanka for a while and did my finished my medical education in London, and I also have board certification from the European Board of Studies. So I have a lot of affiliations with Europe, mainland Europe, as well as UK.
Okay.
And I have some certifications from the European Board of Surgery in specialized areas. So I maintain my roots to a certain extent. But I also have training in the U.S. in general surgery and vascular surgery and transplant hepatobiliary surgery. So I have a broad base that I'm coming off from.
Okay. So, I mean, you're sitting in London and all of a sudden you get an email from Feliciano saying you want to come to work in Bullhead City?
Well, I've been here for more or less 10 years, so this happened some time ago.
All right. So in the United States for 10 years. And you like it?
Yes.
But you haven't been through a summer yet?
I've been summers in Florida, winters in Chicago next to the lake.
You'll miss that.
And I've been through hurricanes and hot, humid summers in East Texas. So I think I've had my share of weather changes.
And you'll be sure to spend a lot of time indoors in the next few months.
From what I'm hearing, that's my plan for the summer.
You've already got that scripted out, huh?
Yes.
So now when you talk about general surgery, what to the public, what does that mean?
Well, the definition of what we call is different for a surgeon or to somebody else. It might be different because if you look at this history of surgery, which goes to 500 years or so, the oldest surgical college in the world is the Royal College of London, which I'm a member of. It's 600 years old. But besides the point, the evolution has changed a lot. All surgeons, with due respect, are coming from barbers and butchers. That's a fact. I mean, I'm not making this up. And then they define finer techniques, and then they have a point to the royal family and whatnot. So the modern surgery, as we know, is more or less 100 years old when the American College of Surgeons were established.
Well, I had my knee replaced a couple of years ago, and thank God he wasn't a butcher.
No.
I went to a doctor.
We come a long way since then. So the
right.
traditional surgery has been, you cut everything open and fix everything. And so around 50 years ago, they changed to orthopedics where they do that. And then neurosurgery, cardiothoracic. And 30 years ago, so vascular surgery sort of diverted. Mm-hmm. And everything else which remained has remained in the realm of bigger picture of general surgery. But now we are seeing super specialization as you speak, like you have minimally invasive surgery where people are predominantly doing laparoscopic and stuff like that, endoscopic surgery, endocrine surgery, breast surgery is a specialty by itself. But if you look at all those things together, if you can actually do all those things, you're considered, broadly speaking, a general surgeon.
And that's what you are?
Yes.
So you can do all that?
Mostly, yes.
Okay. So now, when someone comes into the hospital and it's determined that they need a surgery, then they see you, and then you schedule it and take care of it.
Yes.
So in the 6 months, what kind of surgeries are you seeing in our market?
So to a great extent, I would say the commonest surgery or the surgical condition that I've come across is people with gallbladder problems.
Ah.
Stones causing gallbladder issues. Most of the people come because of, you know, acute pain and discomfort.
That's usually the number one reason why people go to the hospital.
Right, and that's the first time they actually know that they have some problem with your gallbladder. So most of these patients, when they come to the ER, we get them admitted, and I've done probably, if I remember correctly, like around 20 gallbladders so far.
Wow, in 6 months.
And some of the rarer presentation is when you have, we know the stones are the cause of these problems.
Right.
These stones can actually migrate into a little connecting tube from the gallbladder, which goes to the intestine, and that's a much bigger problem because much more painful, and you get what you call obstruction of the bile. So you can have cholangitis where you have liver infection. There is a certain degree of mortality or risk of death associated
right.
with this. So the whole purpose of taking the gallbladder out, one purpose is to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right.
And if there are stones which we don't want in unnecessary places, we kind of clear the whole system out. So there are no stones to cause problems down the line. And certain places, you need to do an ERCP, which is an endoscopic procedure. Specialized gastroenterologists are the people who do this, where you have to have anesthesia and it's an endoscopic procedure where you clean the whole duct system of stones.
Oh, okay.
But you don't necessarily need it all the time. I probably have done 4 or 5 of these cases in the last 6 months where actually we can do both procedures at the same time, where you take the gallbladder out, and if there are any stones which are stuck in those duct system, we can clean them out at the same time. The good thing is it's one anesthesia, one surgery, and the patients can recover much faster. So
now, after that, is there an enormous amount of education as far as what the patient should be doing, what the patient should be eating or drinking? Because I'm 64 and I've never had stones, but I'm lucky. I drink about 3 of these a day, which is a whole liter of water.
Right. So there are a lot of misconceptions about gallbladder disease. We know for a fact, if you look at numbers worldwide, 10% of the general population in the world will have gallstones. 90% of those patients will not have any symptoms throughout their life. So only 10% of them.
So they just pass through the system.
They just stay quiet.
Okay.
They don't declare themselves. So 10% of people who will have problems come up with problems like pain and infection and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So there's nothing that we can do to prevent stones forming. There are certain multiple factors, genetic. But we do know that if you have a lot of fatty food and certain genetic diseases in the blood, which are kind of rare, but mostly it's like fatty food can cause a lot of cholesterol. And when the cholesterol is deposited within the gallbladder, that's one of the commonest preventable causes that you can avoid. And most of the time when the stones are taken out with the gallbladder, it's better to avoid fatty food. Because
right.
when the gallbladder is no longer there, the bile which is stored in there is essential for the digestion process.
Right.
But if you eat a lot of food, then you can't really digest that. You might have some problems with that. But apart from that, healthy food with less fatty food will be fine. And then also it's important if you do this laparoscopy, which is mostly 100% of the time, that you just need to make sure the wounds are given enough time to heal properly.
Right, heal properly. Apart from and no infection.
Right. 30, 40 years ago, everybody had a big cut in the upper abdomen. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
We hardly do it, and these are small incisions where we call laparoscopic or keyhole surgery. I mean, it's very unimpressive when you look at the belly. There are small holes there.
Right.
But you still need to look after those wounds to make sure you have a complete recovery.
Yeah. My wife just had back surgery, and it was microscopic, and it's about maybe a 3 or 4 inch incision. You know,
right.
I think I counted 12 stitches, you know. And so it's been almost a week, and it's still oozing. She still gets a little drainage out of there. And no, you didn't do it. But it was done in Havasu, at your facility in Havasu, your sister hospital. And she called the doctor yesterday and said, it's still oozing. And they said, yes, it will. I said, okay, great. You know, so as long as it's supposed to be doing that. But every day she feels better and better.
Right.
Which is, I keep telling her, well, that's why you had the surgery,
right,
to feel better.
So it's important to realize that technology has advanced. So
oh, yeah.
Surgeries where you need to have a cut from top of your abdomen all the way down is no longer done most of the time. But what we do inside, for example, for pancreatic cancer, we do what is called a Whipple's procedure. The surgical procedure has been not changed in the last 60 years.
Okay.
But what has changed is instead of the big cut, now most of the people will do it laparoscopically or some other minimally invasive way. So when you look at the outside, it's essentially quite different from what you had, but the inside procedure is essentially the same.
The same.
So the recovery and all those things are to a great extent the same, except pain and return back to regular activities are much sooner. So incisions may be smaller, but they still can have all these things which can be associated with, like, infection and a little bit of drainage and little pain around the incision. Those are all kind of expected of normal recovery process after any surgery.
But the patient's going to get a piece of paper that tells them that, right?
Yes,
that
correct.
Says, you know, keep it clean and, you know,
correct.
Da-da-da-da. And,
right.
And activity, depending upon what it is, you know, it's their limb. My wife can't reach. You know, they tell her no reaching for 2 weeks, no bending for 2 weeks. So you don't realize how much reaching you do to grab something until you're told you can't do that.
Right.
And so I can see where patients sometimes will get an infection, but they've ended up causing it because they didn't take care of themselves the way they were supposed to afterwards.
Yeah, it's important to recognize that just because the incision is small, it's not a small surgery. Sometimes the surgeries are much bigger inside, although you don't see it. It's important to sort of take that seriously and follow the instructions.
Don't go by the size.
Yes.
Okay. Let us take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. This is Speak Out 2.0, KNTR.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing, posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
The Laughlin Outlet Center. Anything Medical is proud to provide you with the best selection of quality healthcare products, customer service, and a knowledgeable, understanding staff. Products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. For a limited time, all ambulatory aids, canes, crutches, and walkers are 25% off at Anything Medical. Don't put your health needs off any longer. For the affordable solution you can depend on, shop Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. This is Speak Out and brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, Eugene Williams Consulting, also of Laughlin. And we're back. And, Doctor, we got about, maybe 6 minutes left here. But you want to talk about hernias.
Yes, we do see a lot of hernias. Some of them have been repaired previously with the open incision from the outside. And unfortunately, even with the modern technology of using mesh for that, when you have open incision, up to 15% can recur, especially if it is around the belly button.
Ah.
Near the groin area, where lower down, the recurrence with mesh repair is like 1 to 5%, which you now, don't use a mesh, it can go up to 15%.
Now, so, I was an EMT, so I didn't have a whole lot of medical, but I think the average person looks at as a hernia of something that they did by lifting something or exerting.
So, then again, just like the gallbladder disease we talked about, hernias have multiple reasons why they can present. There are certain things which are genetic. Like if you have very, what we call connective tissue disorders, or certain people who smoke a little bit, which can trigger some of the strength of this collagen or the elastin to be weakened. Same people will even have things like aneurysms because the vessels are having the same type of tissue. So that's one, but most of these things are what you call acquired, meaning that if you smoke or do heavy lifting, then the weakness of the abdominal wall gets progressive with time.
Uh-huh.
So that's another reason. Third reason is babies, when they are small, there's a little connection coming from the abdomen to the scrotum. So this can stay closed in most of these people. And sometimes we find teenagers or sometimes late adults, this can open up because of certain things. Like if you have a lot of fluid in your belly, for example, in liver disease, then this part they can open up and fill up with the fluid. So the hernia can sort of represent. So these are the kind of three different categories.
Scenarios.
But either way, whatever caused it, when you have one, we need to be aware of it. It's not a cosmetic nuisance. Like it's a bulge, yes, it doesn't look very well. But more importantly than that, there are complications which can happen to this. Especially the smaller hernias rather than the bigger hernias can have a higher risk of getting stuck. We call it incarceration. So you try to push it back in, it doesn't go. It's kind of stuck outside.
Ooh.
If that is not corrected, that can progress to what we call an obstruction, where the intestine can be blocked.
It sounds painful to me.
It is painful. And worse
still, the bigger the words you use, the more painful it sounds.
Right. And if worse still, if still not get corrected, the blood supply to the intestine can cut off. And that's really, really dangerous. And there's a real high risk of death from that. So the whole purpose of when we see a hernia, we offer treatment to prevent these things happening down the line.
All right.
So most of the time, people used to do the open surgical procedure where you have a cut, you put a mesh on top and suture it. And over time, we have seen, if you look at the literature from the last 30 years or so, the recurrence, if you don't use mesh versus if you use mesh, the mesh is going to reduce the risk of recurrence significantly, but there's still a risk of recurrence. More than that, some of the people will have things like chronic pain, and if the mesh gets infected, that has to come out.
Right.
And that wound is a real difficult wound to manage after that. Alternatively, in the last 10 years or 15 years or so, there's a resurgence of people who are doing the same surgery, especially when you have a previously attempted hernia repair with a cut. Second time, you can actually do it from inside, from a laparoscopic approach. So the risk of wound infection
is a lot less.
And since you are inside, you can cover a greater area. So, if, for example, if you have a hernia in the belly button and a hernia in your groin, you can cover both with mesh at the same time. And if you have hernias on the left side and the right side, you can use one mesh to cover both through a laparoscopic approach. If you do it open, you have to have two different operations in two different cuts.
So this is how medicine's progressed in the last 15 years, you say?
Yes, we are trying to create new ways so the technology is going to help us to achieve the same thing for the patient, so the patient's outcome is better in ways like
less rehab,
return to activities, being less pain medication requirement, and the chance of wounds and problems with the incision are much less.
Excellent. All right. So can people make appointments to see you if they feel they have a problem?
Yes. We have a clinic at the Valley View Hospital.
Okay.
Our clinic is on Mondays at the moment. And you can call the hospital number.
788-2273?
That's right.
That's correct.
And make an appointment in the clinic, and we'll be happy to see you.
It's easy to remember because it's 788-CARE.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Feliciano, before we leave, you haven't said a word. And what's new and exciting at Valley View?
Very excited to have Dr. Yadawada here, being part of our medical community and really helping to enhance and grow us. And we have Dr. Michelle Klauman, who is a brand new orthopod who came in and joined Dr. Robert Locke's practice. And
okay.
She's practicing at Valley View Medical Center as well. And we just got our governmental ratings, and so ourselves in Valley View are proud to say that we are the only 3-star hospitals of the entire county. So we're very excited and anxious about that. And we have a new OBGYN, Dr. Van Gowen, who will be joining us in June. And so a lot of exciting things that are happening. We've got our aquatic therapy program running. And so those patients who can't really be above ground or doing the hard exercises can go into the pool. It helps reduce the weight and the pressure on the joints and the body. The other big piece is that we have our Metabolic and Wellness Center up and running with Drs. Batashian and Kanik, and they're at the Crossroads Clinic, and just a really exciting time for us as we continue to grow and see the momentum of the hospital moving, and having the medical staff here to do that is just it's just been amazing. We have a strong medical community that supports the hospital, and we want to thank them for all their work. And then, of course, Larry, thank you and all the listeners and everyone out there for all the amazing support that you guys do to help keep Valley View moving forward and making a place where patients choose to come for health care.
Well, not only that, but it's an education process for these people. I know this because when I had my knee replaced, I went to Valley View for therapy. Lauren, who works back there in the therapy department.
Yes, he's fantastic.
He is a mean, mean man. He made me do things that hurt.
Yes, he did.
On a side note, there are no popular physical therapists. They're not going to be popular by definition.
Wait. You didn't come in here to cover for him. But I will tell you this. When I went to Dr. Stamper because my shoulder was hurting, mm-hmm. I think I'd injured it in the gym, of all things. That's why I don't go to the gym anymore, but this is a good excuse. And after he did an MRI and a couple shots of cortisone first, then an MRI, he said, I pulled the muscles and the tendons from the top of the scapula.
Mm.
And he said, I can fix that. I can open it up and we can put them back, and you'll be in a sling for 6 months, and or sling for 6 weeks and 6 months worth of rehab. And that just didn't sound like fun. So I said, well, is there a plan B? And he said, you can go to physical therapy. It will strengthen those muscles. It won't put them back, but then they won't hurt. So I went back to Lauren, of all people,
yes,
because I can walk. He did, help me with my knee, and he helped me with my shoulder, and also reminded me how mean he is and how, But again, my shoulder works fine now. So
it's tough love, Larry. It's tough love.
It is, and he knows that's his middle name. So
yes.
But, I highly recommend Lauren and his crew back there. I don't remember all their names. I just remember Lauren because he was the meanest. But, he gets the job done. And he came to a chamber mixer not too long ago with his wife. And I got down on my knee and I said to her, is he nice to anybody? Yeah. And, of course, we got a chuckle out of it, So one morning I put on Facebook, I'm off to see Lauren and this is going to be painful. My wife said, take that off there. I work there, So I said, but everybody knows he's mean, So, but he's thorough, and that's the important part. And when you're done with your physical therapy, you feel a lot better.
Absolutely.
I'm glad they got the pool up and working, too.
It is. It's
good.
It's new chair, new pool, remodeled the entire area.
Great.
And so it's a great place to, if you want to stop by just to visit as well and walk through.
Yeah, check it out.
We welcome guests to come by and take a look at the hospital, and we're happy to give tours.
Perfect. And if you have any questions, again, 788-2273, give them a call. Thank you both for coming in today. This has been Speak Out, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with another guest.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
CBD is becoming one of the most effective pain management products today. Groundbreaking research in CBD has revolutionized the health and wellness industry, and you need to know where to go. The Vaporium of Laughlin now carries a wide array of full-spectrum CBD products. The guys at Vaporium have established a close relationship with their suppliers and do not promote anything less than the best. Safe, effective, backed by lab-tested results, they support only top-brand CBD products. Come meet Ian, your CBD consultant, and see if CBD is right for you. The Vaporium of Laughlin, located across from the Golden Nugget.
Come play where the locals win, Aquarius Casino Resort. Joseph from Lake Havasu City won $2,045 playing video poker. Kenneth from Laughlin won $5,400 playing triple cash. John from Bullhead City won $5,600 playing Wheel of Fortune. And Mary from Needles won $25,000 playing triple double red, white, and blue. You could be our next big local winner at Aquarius Casino Resort today.
Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. They can indicate a vein disease known as venous insufficiency, which can cause permanent skin color changes in the legs and even lead to skin ulcers. The interventional radiologists at High Desert Vein Center perform a simple, minimally invasive procedure called venous ablation. This can bring patients better circulation and appearance. For more information, call High Desert Vein Center in Kingman at 718-0180.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. This is Larry Tuneforce, and we're brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting, also in Laughlin. And we've switched seats around, and we have our next guest in here from A&G Towing. We have the A, Anthony, and the G, George. So welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about A&G Towing. How did it become A&G? Was it G over there and A over here or what? And you guys got together?
Well, we like to say that it's Anthony and George, but there was a different George when it started in San Bernardino.
Oh, that didn't count.
Yeah. So anyhow, from there, I just figured that, I got involved eventually through wheeling and dealing in real estate and bought a vacant lot up in Laughlin, and then I rented it to A&G,
okay,
which I had no ownership at that time. And so then I...
Did you stand back and say, that G looks pretty good?
Well, I kind of thought that way. I kind of figured it was something that I needed to do because I came out here to retire from Michigan, and it just didn't work out because you got to have a hobby. And if you don't have a hobby, you get fat.
So you didn't want to sit around.
No.
And you approached Anthony?
I approached him probably 10 times. But he had made a promise to another individual to give him the first shot. And he was an individual from his young years in life.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so back in San Bernardino, where they started, they were working together. And then they came out here and became partners eventually, even though I begged and begged and begged. But he also looked at me as an old man that, you know, couldn't lift nothing if he had to. So then what happened is that I eventually had some money.
Ah.
I invested wisely in the company.
Yeah.
And we grew the company through Anthony's efforts of his skill and my ability to seek financing and to be able to do that because...
So when you started,
mm-hmm.
how many tow trucks did you have then?
Started in Arizona?
Well, let's go back to prior to George joining, when George was knocking on your door.
Oh, we had about seven.
About seven?
Yes.
Okay, just in Bullhead?
Yes,
okay.
Bullhead and Laughlin.
And Laughlin, all right. But now...
We got roughly, how many do we have? I know
25.
We got... 25.
25?
Yeah, and everything from a yard truck, say, or a van that does batteries to all the way to a big rotator that lifts semis.
Yeah.
So we can do it all from A to Z. There's nothing we can't do. And then, of course, the big thing with us, I realize I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but how we grew was we also bought up some franchise A&G type, AAA.
Right, AAA.
And so by getting AAA, you were guaranteed a certain amount of money pretty much every year. You could count on it, you know
okay.
what I mean?
Which and makes I looked it easier at when you're looking for financing.
Yeah, and that helped. And I had private investors, too, from my real estate days. So we've been growing and growing and growing, and, you know, we still make the same amount of money we did when we started, but Anthony and I figure that, you know, we want to make the company big and prosperous and serve the communities well.
And you've done that.
Yes.
I mean, you serve all of Mojave County, right?
Yes.
And Needles and Laughlin, all three, like the Needles, California Highway Patrol, they call you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Department of Public Safety?
Yep.
And Nevada Highway Patrol?
Correct. Yep.
So what's left?
Well, Metro over here, and we do all of Metro calls. We
right.
have the, we are the only one that's actually licensed over here to haul vehicles,
okay.
you know, as far as picking them up. Now, people can call their own private individual tower
right.
and have them come and get it. But as far as the police calls go, we'll get all them all.
Okay. And same with Bullhead PD and the
No, we rotate.
Oh, you take turns.
Yes,
okay.
With another company,
okay.
and then we go from there. So it's
all right.
And it's worked out pretty fair, you
right.
know what I mean, overall. And we got the Indian Reservation, we got the Rangers, we got, you know, all the Highway Patrol, Metro.
And when you say you've got all this, those are hoops you have to jump through for these guys.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't you just call up. You know, the sheriff and say, hey, Doug Schuster, I want to tow your cars for you. I mean, you've got to perform for these people.
Not only that, but you got to put in bids and you got to have the equipment. And if you don't have the equipment, you can't bid it.
Right.
And, you know, and the other thing is that, like, in California, they make us go through. They actually inspect our yards.
Right.
They inspect our trucks.
Uh-huh.
So it's.
So you've got to be ready for those, and you've got to live up to what you said you're going to do.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
So now as you grow and grow, what's next? Are you going to grow again?
Well, we're here today because we're opening up the auto auction.
An auto auction?
Yes, sir, because we ended up with tons of cars, you know, impounded vehicles, running, not running, new vehicles, old vehicles, boats, trailers. And long story short, we want to have an auction to sell them so people get good deals and – our first one is this Saturday.
So this Saturday?
This Saturday.
At your lot?
Correct. 1135 Interstate Place,
okay.
Bullhead City.
So the public's invited to come buy a car.
Correct.
Or
yeah.
truck or whatever. So usually an auction isn't open to the public when they, you know, I mean, I've seen the big auction in Las Vegas that's like acres and acres and acres and acres and acres.
That's more of a dealer auto auction. We're a public auto auction. It's a public consignment auction. So we do have other tow companies and we have other dealerships that are consigning cars with us too. It's not just our cars.
So some of the cars might have a minimum. In other words, it's going to
be a reserve. Yeah. Okay. But we are not letting anybody put a reserve higher than the low trade in Blue Book value. So we want everyone to be able to get a fair deal. Yeah, we don't want to waste time.
So now, do people pre-register?
Yes, you can pre-register online. And if you do, we're raffling off a car. So if you pre-register online, you get a free raffle ticket. If not, the day of the auction, we are selling raffle tickets for $10.
Okay. And then you're going to raffle off a car?
Yes.
A 1920 what?
No, it's 2009 or 10. I don't even remember what it is.
So something
it'll be online though on the website at allgoodautoauction.com.
Allgoodauction.com.
Allgoodautoauction.com.
Allgoodautoauction.com. Okay, and that's what you can register there too.
Correct.
All right, and then your auction starts Saturday. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock to preview the cars and register, and the auction will start 9 o'clock sharp.
And then are the cars on your website? Can they see them there too?
Yes. There's approximately 100 vehicles on the first auction.
Wow. So couple hundred people show up. Half of them are going to go home in the car.
We hope.
we're finding out too. This is new for us.
Yeah. So, all right. So they can they come by your shop there and sign up or pre-register?
Yeah. You sure can.
Okay. And then can they walk around the cars now and take a look?
Not now, but
peek out the back door.
But if they get there at 7 on Saturday morning, they'll have 2 hours to preview them, start them up. You know.
So they can walk around and make notes of which one they like.
Correct. And there's going to be approximately 50 to 60 vehicles, you know, running vehicles, and then around 30 to 40 fixer-uppers, I guess you'd call.
Okay.
There's a toy hauler. There's a jet ski. There's
some motorcycles.
Different things.
Yeah. So there's not just cars.
Correct.
And then are you going to have some that are wrecked that are just good for parts?
Yeah, there's going to be a few wrecked ones and non-runners.
So if somebody's rebuilding something at home, they might be able to buy a whole car for spare parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So if they have questions, who do they call?
They can call our Allgood Auto Auction, which is 928-763-2886.
Okay.
And Kevin should be there to answer.
He better be, huh?
Yeah, he better be.
Now that we just gave his number out to all of Mojave County and Eagles and Laughlin.
Or he can go online or Facebook. If you do the Facebook, they'll answer him instantly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So online, call, or stop by and register.
Yes, sir.
And be ready for Saturday. You think there's going to be a line there at 7 o'clock?
I hope.
How many people have pre-registered, do you know?
Yeah, I think we're about 60 right now.
That's not too bad.
Right.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 20 a day for the next couple of days.
And we think we'll get it. And getting back to if somebody wants to stop by and peek at them, sometimes I'm there, you know, and I'm more than happy to. But, you know, as far as somebody being there 100% of the time, no. But if I'm there, I certainly will show them the cars.
And then you've got 25 trucks, but how many people are you employing now?
I think we're at 32 or 33 employees.
Wow.
So and we keep them. We keep them pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I know Robert's worked for you for years.
Yeah.
He's been with us for about 8 years, I think.
Yeah.
I think our longest one is about 15 years.
Wow. So it's a good trade. It's a good company. And then your wife decided to open her own business.
Correct.
And so that kind of helps out because she's her own DMV.
Yeah, she's a third-party DMV. So she's a partner with the state of Arizona.
But she's the only one in Bullhead.
Correct. Mojave County.
Mojave County.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you buy a car there, can you go to her and register it?
In fact, you kind of have to. That's part of our auction setup. So she's got all the titles there. So when you bid on a vehicle, you'll be paying a deposit on the spot.
Okay.
And then we'll instruct you to go to her office to pay the balance of the vehicle and perfect the title paperwork in their name. That way,
so
it's all done in one shot.
They get the title and leave with the car that day.
Correct. And
that's perfect.
TRM Motor Vehicle Services, they're going to be open that Saturday till 5 just for the auction. They usually close at 2, but they're going to stay open till 5 that
Saturday.
They're
right across from the Goodwill.
Correct.
Right.
Or that new Verizon store.
Verizon store sticks
out pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I wonder if they're ever going to put a sign on that pole that's been hanging there from that truck for a week and a half. Did they lose the keys of the truck or what? You know. So then, Saturday they can come and they can bid on a car, buy the car. You're going to have a professional auctioneer do this?
Correct, we are. Okay. And we also are going to have the Big Stein's food truck is going to be there.
Right, so they need something to eat while they're there.
Yeah, so it'll be, and then we'll have bottles of water and, you know, all that stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. So. All right, let us take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more with George and Anthony from A&G Towing.
CBD is becoming one of the most effective pain management products today. Groundbreaking research in CBD has revolutionized the health and wellness industry, and you need to know where to go. The Vaporium of Laughlin now carries a wide array of full-spectrum CBD products. The guys at Vaporium have established a close relationship with their suppliers and do not promote anything less than the best. Safe, effective, backed by lab-tested results, they support only top-brand CBD products. Come meet Ian, your CBD consultant, and see if CBD is right for you. The Vaporium of Laughlin, located across from the Golden Nugget.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299-0511.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
There's gold in them there closets. That's right, your closets, your drawers, your jewelry boxes. And no one, I mean no one, pays more for gold and silver than good old Sam at Sam's Shooters Emporium. Why trust some fly-by-nighter holed up in some hotel for a couple of nights only to hit the trail with your loot when Sam's Shooters Emporium guarantees the best prices for gold and silver, including coins, jewelry, and more. Sam's Shooters Emporium on McCulloch Boulevard just down from Acoma, Lake Havasu's Main Street.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall, KNTR. And the show is brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now, actually, let's back up. Mojave Shred. So if you're doing business out there, and if you take credit cards or something like that, or any kind of personal information about your customers, you have to have policies and procedures and how you destroy it and when you keep it and all that good stuff. Mojave Shred can help you with that, so give them a call. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they have the Co-op Connection card where you can save money. That's all it's for. It's just, you know, if you like saving money, stop by the office there on Hancock Road and pick up a Co-op Connection card because it can be used all over town. And it looks like we have a caller here. So hold on 1 second, caller, and we'll get to you. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. You can test drive any car on the lot. And, of course, you can buy a brand new Hyundai for under $30,000. Vaporium of Laughlin. If you decided that you've smoked too long and it's time to quit, go to Vaporium in Laughlin. They can help you stop smoking. Eugene Williams Consulting. He's helping businesses grow. And if you do business in Laughlin or you want to do business in Laughlin, Eugene can help you do that. So we're back with A&G Towing. And caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yeah. If you buy a car at an auction like that, do they all just end up with a salvage title?
No. The only way it would be salvaged, if it was salvaged prior to us impounding it or prior to, you know, them putting it on consignment. So.
So you're going to end up with a
clean title.
Clean title.
And on the website, every car is marked if it did have a salvage or if it doesn't have a salvage.
Okay, so there you go. You can check out the website, and that is allgoodautoauction.com. And you can see the cars there, or you can track down George. He'll show them to you. But otherwise, show up Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. And I think it's pretty slick that they get the title and everything that day, and they're done.
Yeah.
You know, is that the way it is at major auctions?
Well, it depends when you're talking major. Like, dealer auto auctions, yes, you can. Okay. Public ones, I don't really know, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay, so, but yours is going to be slick.
Correct.
Okay, nice and neat. George, you're getting...
I got choked up on all of that.
I know, all about... we talk about titles, and George gets all choked up over there. All right. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Again, George, give us the phone number in case people want to call and talk to somebody there and ask them any more details.
It's 928-763-2886.
Okay.
Or go to allgoodautoauction.com.
Right. Okay. Thank you both so much for coming
in. Thank you
in
very
today.
Much. We enjoyed
and,
it.
And hope it goes well on Saturday and you end up with more people there than you know what to do with and they want to buy your personal truck.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay. The guys from allgoodautoauction.com and A&G Towing. So there you have it. We're back on Speak Out. And now it's community calendar time, which gets a little long. So you guys can go ahead. Yeah. Thanks. Coming up tonight, there's a couple things going on here. I want to tell you about the Spring Craft Extravaganza at Sun Ridge Village. That actually started at 9 a.m. this morning, goes till 2 p.m. today. And then tonight in Kingman, Bush Merriweather sent this to me. The Mojave Community Orchestra has scheduled a performance at 3 o'clock today, so you get a couple hours there. 3 o'clock today at the Kingman High School, located at 4182 Bank Street. It's suggested a little donation, $10 for a family or $5 for an adult, and you can enjoy this outing with your family and bring your friends and listen to some great music. That's in Kingman going on today at the Kingman High School at 3 o'clock. Now, tomorrow, the Laughlin Library turns 25 years old. Wow, can you believe that? And they're going to have a celebration tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If you have any questions, you can call the library at 702-507-4060. Now, this is fun. Starting tomorrow night at Mojave High School through Saturday, the play The Wizard of Oz. So you can take your kids and they can actually see the play The Wizard of Oz. Starts at 7 p.m. each night at Mojave High School. And that's the big room you'll see when you go, the parking lot. You'll see where everyone's going. But any questions, you can call the high school at 758-3916. Starting tomorrow night through Sunday, Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee are at the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino at 8 p.m. each night. And you can call the entertainment division of the Riverside at 702-298-2535. Now, Friday from 5 to 7, the Laughlin Chamber is going to have a little backyard mixer. Yeah. From 5 to 7 at the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to have a band out there. There'll be food. And any question, you can call the Laughlin Chamber at 702-298-2214. There's also a blood drive on Friday that's happening here in Laughlin. And by the way, there's no such thing as fake blood. There's no synthetic blood. If somebody's in surgery, we were talking about a lot of surgeries earlier, they need whole blood, real blood, your blood, my blood. So if you want to give some blood to the blood drive, it's this Friday at the Tropicana from 9 until 2. I don't have a phone number. Just show up and donate blood. Saturday, there's a free car seat checkup at the Bullhead City Fire Department at 1260 Highway 95. Right across in the community park there, Fire Station 2, and that's from 9 until noon. Now, that's a checkup. They're not handing out new seats. This is a checkup. So if you have a car seat that's in your vehicle for your child, you would like to know that it's in there the right way. And so go to the fire station. They can tell you that. They'll check it for you and let you know what needs to be done to make it right. They'll fix it up for you. Also, Saturday, it's the 69th annual Burl Barbecue. And I believe tomorrow we have Scott Merrill, who is the chairperson for that event for the Rotary Club. This is the Noon Rotary Club, the original Rotary Club of Bullhead City. They put that on at Community Park this year, and that's from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Now, there will be a beer garden. Of course, the barbecue, you can get all the beef you want. And then also, it's fun for the family. It's always been a great event. So that's the 69th annual Burl Barbecue from 10 until 5 on Saturday. Saturday night, if you want, you can come over here to Laughlin, to the Laughlin Event Center, and see Brad Paisley, not Chicago, Brad Paisley. He's here at 8 p.m., and any questions, you can call 702-298-2214, push 0. Big surprise is you can also go to a Saint Pet Adoption going on Saturday, and that's at PetSmart in Bullhead City, and that's from 10 until 2. They're going to be adopting out pets there. And if you have any questions, you can call Saint at 928-985-0663. And I think next week we have Gail Moscano in from Saint. Next Tuesday, the 16th, you can sign up for River Valley Devils Youth Football or Cheerleading. That's going to be at River Valley High School in the wrestling room from 6 until 7 p.m. And you can sign up there. The 17th, next week, there's going to be a Food Coalition Project Forum. Now, this is happening at the Bullhead City Library from 3 until 4:30 p.m. And if you have any questions, you can call 758-7689. Catherine's Landing up there under new ownership and management. They're having a hip, hip, hooray one-year celebration. And that's happening from 11 until 9. That's going to go on all day on the 20th. And you can call 7928-788-1652. If you have questions about estate planning coming up on the 24th of this month, kind of estate planning 101, Diana Morrison is going to be doing a free class at the Davis House from 9 to 10 a.m. It's actually hosted by Hospice of Havasu, and Diana owns her own business here in the tri-state area. And you can call 928-453-2111 if you have any questions about estate planning. Sammy Hager, I was just listening to him this morning on the radio on Howard Stern. He's at Harrah's with a Full Circle Jam Tour. That's coming up on the 26th at 9 o'clock. And you can get tickets at the Total Rewards Center and call 702-298-8510. That about wraps it up for us today. It's Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting. I'm Larry Tuneforce. I'm your host. We're back tomorrow where we have MCC coming in and, like I said, Scott Merrill from the Rotary Club. You have a great day. When's the last time you checked your smoke detectors? You should do that. Smoke detectors save lives. And if you really...
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.